Anke Herman, back again for another daily spark of inspiration. And that's Ada's nose here. This morning, I had to get up quite early for a very early morning coaching call. And when the alarm went off and I got up, I noticed that I was like, oh, chirpy, and you know, let's go and let's get this party going. And all of a sudden I remembered how much I used to hate mornings. Like I always, like all the way through school and uni and pretty much my whole corporate life, there was always this, I'm more of a night owl, you know, I just can't concentrate in the morning, I just don't get going even before midday or early afternoon. And that's how I did prepare for exams. And that's just like, you know, creative night owl, that was just me. And I sometimes thought, I wish, you know, I could function in the morning because it's kind of practical to have actually, you know, time off in the afternoon. But there was just, that didn't seem to be a way to do that. Until a few years ago, I had to get some dresses finished. And so time was really, well, there wasn't any basically. And it was really literally like, if I don't get up at 4 in the next few days until that performance, like there's no way in hell I'm going to get these dresses finished. And so the first couple of days was really horrible because I was so used, my body was so used to getting to sleep at 12, 1, you know, 1:30, whatever. So that when you have to get up at 4 after like 2 or 3 hours sleep, that wasn't funny at all. And on the third day, you do that 2 days and I was so wiped out that I actually fell asleep like at 9 or something like that. And then all of a sudden I got up at 4 and I actually had a decent night's sleep and I was all chirpy and I started working because I had to. And all of a sudden I thought, God, it's incredible how much I get done in the morning. It was literally the day I discovered that I could actually be productive in the morning. And that it was actually brilliant time to get an awful lot of stuff done before people would, you know, call you and, you know, on the phone, and the, you know, before the doorbell would go and normal daily hustle would start. And I started to actually really like it. And so, in case you're wondering now, no, I'm not getting up at 4 every morning, but I've definitely stopped thinking about myself as a night owl or a morning person. And I was just thinking this morning, like, how often do we take a habit that we have and make it into something more substantial? Like, I'm shy, I'm disorganized, I'm a perfectionist, I'm a night owl. What if none of that was permanent? And what if it wasn't true at all? See you tomorrow.